John, how would you sum that up tonight?
For 30 minutes of the game, we didn't compete, didn't do the basics of football, and allowed them to really put the game to bed. Started well. First goal, it's one of those goals, it's a worldie, and but the other the three after that is something we're not happy about. And I apologise to the travelling supporters tonight, because you can have one of those performances a year. I think if you look back to last year, Rochdale was a similar feeling. They haven't played anywhere near the standards of what they've set over the previous 5 weeks. So you can't shy away from this now. They have to come in the morning and be accountable. And if your player has headed the ball or you haven't done your job, you have to be ready for some criticism, because it's going to come. And as a group, we've dropped well below par tonight. There's no excuses for that. Mm. You just have to accept they're not good enough.
Well, you rightly acknowledge that the first goal was a fantastic strike, but the other three goals in the three first half that. Were too easy, weren't they?
Too easy. Crosses came in too easy. For the second one, he ran across three of our defenders to head it in, the smallest player on the pitch. And that comes from just a bit of desire to keep the ball out the net. And if you haven't got that, it doesn't matter what formation you play, how you want to play the game and how technically great you are, sometimes it's a bit of desire to keep the ball out of the net, and we haven't had that tonight, and you get punished. You come here and you get punished. They're a championship side and they've got some real good players, but we made it too easy for them tonight. Response second half, for me, that's too late. The damage was done first half.
And did you sense in any way that sort of performance was coming tonight in the build-up to the game?
No, we knew they have an attacking threat. We knew we had to limit touches because they're really big on the turnover, and we started the game well. We matched them really well early on, but the first goal, like we say, but it's the manner of the goals, Rob. I'm not going to stand here and make excuses to our fans. Sometimes you've got to hold your hands up and say you've been absolutely dire tonight, and I'm not going to stand here and really support players till I've had a look at it. I'm not going to overreact, but I'm going to have a look at it tomorrow, and we'll all sit down and we'll have to just reflect and have some honesty. Mm-hmm. And that can't be allowed to happen.
You're a proud man, you're a passionate man. How does that make you feel as you're responsible for that group of players?
Sick in the stomach. Sick, angry, and bloody determined to put it right. And people better be ready to have a bit of criticism if they've dropped short tonight, because we've dropped so low below our standards. And we didn't see that coming. And if you've got to step forward when things like that happen away from home, there's an acceptance from a few of my players tonight, so we've got to make sure we put a bit of honesty tomorrow.
I mean, how do you change that mindset then?
We'll have to have a look tomorrow. I'm gonna have a look at the goals again and just analyse where they came from and see what kind of reaction I get from my players. But that's so below the standards we set. It's once a season that can happen, and even then it's not good enough. But they've put massive pressure on themselves now, and we have to make sure, pushing into the weekend, it's a must-win game.
Yeah, you're loading the pressure now onto the Peterborough game, isn't it? The
of course
weekend.
It does. Yeah, performance like that, life's all about pressure, and it's the pressure we put on ourselves as a group. And it's okay to be disappointed because you've got beat by a better team, but it's the basics of football tonight we didn't do, and from under 10 right through, whether you're the top team, and you cannot accept some of the defending tonight. You're always going to get punished against a team like Rotherham. But we have to look at it more logically tomorrow and analyse it, because it's what we do next. We have to react. Mm.
So I presume that there won't be a day off for the players now, will there, or will there?
No, we're in tomorrow. That was always... We always planned on being in tomorrow, so we'll be in tomorrow first thing, and we'll have a look. Myself and the coaches will be at mine tonight, having a look at it, and we'll look. Firstly, we'll look within, we'll reflect individually, and then collectively, we'll make some decisions tomorrow.
But from that group of players, and however you change it at the weekend, there's got to be a response now to a performance and a result like that, isn't there, at the weekend?
Of course there has, and there was a response at half-time, but you can't, listen, 3-0 down Bradford tonight, we can't keep coming back conceding goals like that. Come on, it's not rocket science. You need to do more. If you want to keep clean sheets, then you have to put your body on line and lose a few teeth, and we weren't willing to do that tonight. Big Moore just bullied us for 30 minutes, and for me, that's not acceptable.
John, I appreciate you coming up. Thank you very
Cheers.
Much indeed.
Thank
Difficult
you.
Circumstances.
Thank
That's
you.
John Whitney.